This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Paul Buchanan of Queen of the Apostles Catholic Church of Belmont, North Carolina.
You may have heard the Feast of Pentecost called the birthday of the Church, but why? St. John the 23rd helps us to understand. While in preparation for the Second Vatican Council, he remarked, "The first operation of the Holy Spirit in the Church is the choice and the election of the members who must make up the church. This is the heart of the formation of the church. On the first day of Pentecost, not only did the disciples receive the Holy Spirit, but 3,000 members were added to the church, having each been personally chosen and elected by the Holy Spirit." And my friends, the choice and election of the Holy Spirit is just as valid today in Belmont as it was in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. Each of us here has been personally chosen and elected by the Holy Spirit to be a member of the church. This is something that I think we know, but it's good to focus on it every now and then, and the Feast of Pentecost is the perfect time to do that, because it's not something that we should overlook. God Himself, the Holy Spirit, has chosen you and me specifically to be a part of the church, and has called us here to worship Him in this very place on this very day. And if we have each been specifically chosen by the Holy Spirit to be a part of the church, then we each have an irreplaceable role to carry out in the life of the same church. To see the truth in this, all we have to do is remember that the Holy Spirit didn't personally speak to the 3,000 faithful on the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit acted and spoke through the disciples. And so something similar happened to all of us. Someone planted the seed of faith within us. A parent, a godparent, a teacher, a colleague, a religious sister or brother, a member of the clergy, a friend. And the Holy Spirit acted in that person or those people to choose us to be a part of the church. Without those people, and without their openness to the action of the Holy Spirit in their lives, we wouldn't have the joy of knowing God as we do. We wouldn't know how much God loves us. This is the privilege that has been passed on to us, the one we celebrate today, the specific and indispensable responsibility to facilitate the work of the Holy Spirit in choosing and electing new members of the church. We fulfill it when we see to the Catholic education of our children, especially at home and in the religious education classes here at church. We fulfill it when we don't try to hide the fact that we're Catholic to avoid awkward conversations. We fulfill it when we act in a way that's nonsensical to a secular world, by being generous, by believing in things that we cannot see, by having faith in the goodness of people. We fulfill it when we invite our family and friends to come to church with us, to let them share in the grace and the true joy that comes from being a Catholic Christian, rooted in the Eucharist, which we celebrate here today. It's up to us to be the instruments that the Holy Spirit will use to evangelize, just as the Holy Spirit used those first disciples on the day of Pentecost. Our mission is not diminished after 2,000 years, but neither is the grace that is available to us to help. We always have access to the Holy Spirit. He stands by to influence us and to offer wise guidance in all of our actions. And we can trust that the Spirit will come to our aid, not only to help to grow the church, but also to make good choices, to become holy. John the 23rd once also remarked, "Each of the saints is a masterpiece of grace of the Holy Spirit." Our masterpieces of grace might not be perfected just yet, but we trust that they will be if we allow the Holy Spirit to continue to form us in the image of our Lord, to take away from us whatever is not of God, and thus live up to our calling to be His instruments, which He will use to change the world and turn it towards God. The church has everything that we need for a new springtime of evangelization, coming out of a year of isolation and grief. The Church has the guidance and inspiration of the Holy Spirit, manifested in prayer and in the sacraments. And the Church has each of us, with the personal calling that we've each received, to be members of the body of Christ, which is the Church, and to do so in this place, amidst our brothers and sisters. In this way, we can recall that Pentecost is the birthday of the Church, but every day is a birthday of the Church, because every day the Holy Spirit is calling in us and through us to reach out to all who are in need. May we discern well what part we are being called to play, which role we're called to fulfill, and respond generously, courageously, and joyfully to the action of the Holy Spirit in each of our hearts.
You've been listening to the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Paul Buchanan of Queen of the Apostles Catholic Church of Belmont on Carolina Catholic Radio 1270 AM Charlotte, also streaming online at carolinacatholicradio.org and on the Carolina Catholic Radio app.